good morning to each and every listener of the broadcast. I'm so happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. Listen to this scripture from 2 Corinthians 8:5. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Now, we're living in an age when folks put a great deal of stress on giving. Give this, give that, give the other, give of our means and all. And there are times when this is important. But do you know the greatest gift that you could give to the Lord? That is to first give yourself. Now, all of our wealth would not be like giving of ourselves to the Lord. If he can get us, then he'll have everything that we have. Now, in Romans, the 12th chapter and the 1st verse, we find these words, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, it is more important to give ourselves a living sacrifice than it is to give anything else that we have. I like to put special emphasis on this living sacrifice. Now, a sacrifice is used to denote an offering to the Lord or whatever it may be in honor of. But this says a living sacrifice. This means that we give of ourselves, and yet we live, which means that we don't live for ourselves, but we live unto the Lord. This is the important part of really living a dedicated, holy life to the Lord. First, give of ourselves. Listen, teach me to live. Teach me to live. 'Tis far easier to die gently and silently, to pass away on earth's long night, to close the heavy eyes and awaken in the realms of glorious day. Teach me that harder lesson, how to live, to serve thee in the darkest path of life. Arm me for conflict, fresh vigor give, and make me more than conqueror in the strife. Now, don't you see, we might say easier to just give up and to die, but it really means something to stand up for God and stand up for the truth and stand up for that which the Lord would have us do than it is to just pass on out of this stage of action. Teach me to live, thy purpose to fulfill. Bright for thy glory let my taper shine. Each day renew, remold this stubborn will. Close around thee my heart's affection twine. So if we can bring our will into the will of God, this is so very, very important. There are great foes to overcome, and we know the enemy is a great foe, and he's working against every one of us. But friend, do you know the channel through which he so often works? It's the will of man. If this person, whoever he is, man, woman, boy, or girl, can bring their will to coincide with the will of God, then this is victory. Teach me to live for self and sin no more. But use the time remaining to me yet, not mine own pleasure seeking as before, wasting no precious hours in vain regret. Teach me to live. No idler let me be, but in thy service, hand and heart employed, prepare to do thy bidding cheerfully. Be this my highest and holiest joy. Teach me to live, my daily cross to bear. No murmur, though I bend beneath its load. Only be with me. Let me feel thee near. Thy smile sheds gladness on the darkest road. Teach me to live and find my life in thee. Looking from earth and earthly things away, let me not falter, but untiringly press on and gain new strength and power each day. Teach me to live with kindly words for all, wearing no cold repulsive brow gloom, waiting with cheerful patience till thy call summons my spirit to the heavenly home. Well, I think this is so very important. If we can learn to give of ourselves, bring ourselves into subjection. Now, let me refer you to the law of God in regard to the altar back under the Mosaic dispensation. The altar. This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night unto the morning. And the fire of the altar shall be burning in it, Leviticus 6:9. Now this was the regulation for the altar, the fire on the altar. It was to be burning all the time. And friends and dear ones, don't you know it's important for our lives to be continually burning? And in order to do that, it has to consume the self-will and the things that would just hold on to the things of this world. Consume that out of our lives and let God have his way. Not my will, but thine be done. Then going on down in this Leviticus, this 6th chapter and verse 12, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. Verse 13, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Friends, when it gets to the place that we fail to give of ourselves to the Lord, to give of our time, talents, and our life, then the fire dies out. What's left? In other words, just a dead, dry profession. And I am so sorry that this is the case with so many today. There's no zeal. The fire has gone out. There's no sacrifice. There's no urgent desire to carry out the will